he can call me sometime today, it's fine, no hurry.
I was looking last night to get a military supply package on the boat. I've got that letter. He had not figured out.
I'm sure that.
Oh, not about that too, but he has found out 473 aircraft in system in the next 10 days.
He never did before.
And he never could find any.
Nobody ever believes it till we say it, Henry.
That's right. And the American public, when you go on television, that's the end of the war. They can have it in the New York Times, they can have the text of the agreement in the New York Times, it won't mean anything until you go on television. And,
on the Cuba thing, I'm very
good idea.
I just think he's one guy. look better initially than those do. But in the end, in any event, we are gonna make it one way or the other, just to be sure.
Oh, there's no question.
If we don't even make it this time, then we'll just go the other road and stonewall it, get through the election, bomb the bastards, get rid of it.
Mr. President, if we don't make it this time, they'll settle right after the election. That little run driver down that road, that little bit driving down Jude's road after the election, we don't give a damn.
And in our, we need to ram it on their truck too. So in terms of say, well, we got the.
But if you got that stupid thing of Jude to force us into ramming it down his road, now, I would say if the highly improbably meant that he takes grab and go on to Hanoi, I ought to push on.
Yeah.
Or push.
I think that there's something to be said for game plan number two. I mean, you can see that I didn't, it's a great idea. I said, I kind of understand that he says one, but I think that it appears to be a little too, that goes on. No, I think there's something that he said to talk to him, so that he makes the deal and then comes back. You come back and talk to me. And it's another.
And then go on to.
And I think too, the morality basically of my standing up with him, it occurred to me last night very late. Maybe
he may not want to leave, for him to leave Vietnam for 2 days. That
is. That's why I think well, he's not much of a problem.
Well, let's say now it's still.
All right, fine. But afraid of the coup.
Yeah. And he may not want to have it look as if it were. But I'll present it to him. So we have two options.
You could say he would live there, or after the election, Mr. President, he would like to receive you in his home, the Western White House, etc.
So in any event, I could come back, say, Saturday. From Saigon, report to you.
Right.
And either you go and see him in Midway.
Right. You and I.
You and I. Or if he doesn't want that, we'll go on the other route. I'll go on the same track again. Paris, Saigon.
If we go to Midway, then you go. You would push on from there to Hanoi.
Well, I'd have to go with him. I'd like to leave from Saigon for Hanoi. It may be too strong medicine for.
When you go with him, go back to Saigon, and then, you don't fly in the same plane, he goes back.
No.
You go back in your.
No, you're meeting with Q, maybe to.
I understand. I know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to figure out.
But if it means, I'll offer it to Q, this is something that.
That's it. You just say that then you just tell the North Vietnamese. Now, there's one thing that the Chinese have learned, and that the Russians have learned about this man. He's tough, but he keeps his word. And also, you can talk about a guy who's concerned about death, suffering, widows, orphans, destruction of any. And there will be no man as large as peace in use. But you must not test him. And that's the way it's going
to
be.
Advantage of going to Hanoi at some point.
In the first week.
Either this or next weekend. Next week, and all things together.
Yeah.
I would slightly prefer
this
game plan to now. Because it gives everybody a little more chance to get set. On the other hand, if Pugh is enthusiastic, I think I ought to go now and not give him a chance to change his mind. But it's highly improbable.
On the other hand, Abrams is satisfied with the military side.
I called Abrams last night. I said, hey, I know you're a lawyer. I know you'll do what the president asks you.
Is he around now?
Yeah. No, he's here today, he's leaving tonight.
Okay.
And I said, now you tell me, do you really think we can afford this? You commanded, you look, a lot of people were.
Would it be useful if I could ask you to come over for a minute now?
If you wanted to, sure.
And order it.
Then you want to bring a conveyor for that fella.
Hmm.
That's fine.
Something you said that he heard directly from me, a lot of things. You asked him that, what'd he say?
He said he thinks if we ought to do it, he'll put that in other political conditions.
Now, you're gonna have Hague stay here to hold the fort.
That's good. Abrams is a better man for this purpose anyway than Hague, because Hague is just an extension of me.
No, I know, and Abrams is considered to be Jew's friend.
I think it may be swearing when a brother member goes.
Well, if you're gone, I suppose I can get him in, sir.
You can get him in and talk to him with Hague.
Please, that's right.
There's a lot to be said for that, too.
I think that's an idea. I might do that. With Larry, I forget Larry, he'll trick around and raise hell, I don't know.
No, Larry has been good on this. He's so eager, such a peacemaker, I didn't do that, so.
Well, I couldn't be more, but I more relaxed or serene about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
My decision's made to go. If it doesn't go, fine. Now, if it does go, it's a great effort, either way.
The way I played with the North Vietnamese, Mr. President, tomorrow is to tell them I'm definitely coming Saturday while they're going through the docking.
Yeah.
Or Sunday. So in order to use that as a black man, then when it's done, I'll tell them there are three possibilities, not one, so I can't turn it down completely. Then the doctor has to come back to Paris and talk to me how we proceed. Second, Saigon accepts it with a few reservations. Then we have to go on what you and I call Route 2.
Right.
Saigon accepts it completely. In that case, I'll push on with our program. Then conditions them to my going to Route 2 from Saigon. All things considered, the best possibility would be Route 2, but either my going on the journey again or with you meeting Hugh. The disadvantage of you meeting Hugh is you'll input tuning in the main. But I'll leave it up to you, whatever he thinks about how to communicate.
We know, you know, I mean, he just doesn't have the present standing there with him, and also, some people here say, well, we're propping up the corrupt son of a bitch. It doesn't make sense. You get peace, we got it. You know what I mean?
So either way, hello. Hello. This Henry Kissinger, I'm here with the president, and he was wondering whether you'd be able to drive over for a few minutes. What? Well, that's probably not feasible. Well, he'll catch you this afternoon. I'm going off, but Hague will set it up there.
Right.
He just wanted to ask you the same question I asked you yesterday afternoon. And hear it from you himself. Good. Well, I look forward to seeing you in Saigon, and the president will see you this afternoon.
Good. What I was going to do is to lay the words in and say, now, look here, I expect you to sell him. They will not take, Henry didn't go, no. They won't take the vice president, and
so I can go.
Well, I'm not so sure that we were just talking about something else. We have another problem, which is that we've moved the SALT announcement, which means we have, they were banking on that as our news story today, which we don't have. So we have no news story, and we're giving the news, the network news lead to this panelist. So I'm ready to suffer all this crap. And the
God, I can't go.
The way to override it is for you to go over there.
Yeah, I know. That's what you always want me to do.
No,
it's just we always write a thing.
Well,
I mean, I know that you come down to this, but for me to go there at this point is just...
Well, let's
of course I can override it.
Carol Hansen, the president, last night gave a superb political all-out pitch for you on television. They had the session last night. They talked about the Coral Weiss and Dellinger, you know, bringing the prisoners back, and they were
food, and they hit the point that, you know, we don't approve of this, and everybody cheered.
They couldn't take Henry, and now before he takes off.
Yeah, but that won't make news.
You kidding?
In the sense that it'll solve the problem with the League of Families. It won't solve the problem with the.
It could, no one knows anything about it.
League Star, that's right.
I'll be glad to drop over for 15 minutes on the way to the airport, and then tomorrow I can tell them I stopped there on the way to the airport.
I know it's on the top. Probably the brain shouldn't use me to knock on a door at this point. I just think that's just play.
Well, you shouldn't if it isn't the right thing to do otherwise. The question is whether it might not be the right thing to do otherwise. McGovern's turned him down. He isn't going to appear at all.
Okay, on.
They're with us, and it's...
Any problem? I just put it on labor still for you. God damn it. Now, you haven't had any asshole over here. You can write that.
No.
Not one of them.
Yeah, sure.
Got the understanding that, no, they're all...
I think if
they're all for amnesty. They're all for Christ.
I think if you... I tend to agree with Bob. I think if you gave an emotional 3 minutes out there inspiring us, that they're the ones...
Maybe it's not the right thing to do, and if it isn't, then we shouldn't do it. But it just,
Well, Bob, you've gone to those four women time and time again and said, I'm going to do my best. I've talked to them here, and none of goddamn thing has happened, except these three assholes have come back.
No, except they're standing with you in spite of that. And because of what you are doing.
Anything I say will be interpreted as giving them hope. That we're making progress.
And we must.
That's what can't do. You see, Bob, that's the only thing now. I personally think that there's something that you said, despite the fact that. I could have a little bit.
It doesn't, probably should, just so they can't say we ought. The press can't say they
mean. I know the desire to have ego, and because it'll be a bigger story.
Yep.
But don't underestimate the fact that Henry Kissinger will be on television the night that he goes.
So that's going to make a public appearance today, too.
That's right.
That's right. And you set it up for that, too. Then.
Sure.
Think about it as Henry. I think actually, Henry, the world and the country is waiting for me to say one blip one way or another on this thing. And it's very hard for me to go there without giving him a little hope. Henry can give him a little hope, and it's all right. But my situation is, I don't know, I just feel it's a loser. I can do it.
They know you're not coming, and they know we've been working on other people, but they still think in the back of their minds that you're blaming them. That's the problem. That's a problem.
I see.
Because you came last year.
What time is their dinner?
Wouldn't do any good if you did dinner tonight. If you're going to do it, you should go over this morning.
What about Henry doing?
It's probably better.
He only talked for 1 minute, but he isn't going to get a hell of a play.
That's right. Plus, the other problem is there could be, if you go, an adverse.
Yeah.
There could be
that
some.
I'm exploiting the POW issue.
Yeah.
There's the other thing. We haven't done that. I just have a
Henry's not political.
I just have a feeling that seeing Henry with his strong voice on there, and also then the next day is in Paris.
What would I say?
Just what you think he should say.
How
much we appreciate the
strong that here's what I would say if I were in. I would say, at least I have met with you. I know that there's nothing closer to the president's heart and so forth and so on. You know we have made journeys and so forth. Then that people, the president refuses to exploit POWs for this issue for political purposes. We will not. Our goal is to get them returned and so forth. And then the point is that there is nothing that we consider more important than to make the sacrifices of those who have served in Vietnam. Some have given their lives, some have been POWs in years of their life. And you, who have stood by our policy despite this, who have stood for peace with honor, that we are not going to let you down, I assure you. That'd be my speech.
I write in with the guy last night who said these peacemakers don't stand for what we believe.
I can just do that in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It takes you long as a peace that will indicate that something.
Yeah. That's what I think, that we know that can look at you and drop your hands. And I think that if Henry was having in mind the fact that we are dedicated to that and we are going to achieve that kind of a peace. Just say that positively. We're dedicated to a peace. And that the president has had to make hard decisions. For example, his decision on May 8th. And that decision, but what is, and he's had support for some of these children and some opposition. But the support that has meant the most to him has been the support of you, whose loved ones are POWs and so forth and so on. Because he knows that what it would mean to you to get them back. But you are insisting that this country must have peace with honor, and that's what we're going to do. How's that sound to you? You could say that you would cost you an investment.
But I can't do it later than 10:30 because I should be on the plane by 11, but I could be on the plane by 10.
I think, actually, you can see the problem of my doing it. I think it looks like a crass attempt to, or you create history. I go over it, but I think, share it with the ladies.
Well, there's something to be said that you're doing it too. That's,
the only problem is that I never will tend to see it take anything I say out of context.
The danger is that it will be taken as a hopeful thing.
With me, with you it won't, in my opinion. In my opinion, because they know that you level and that you're negotiating. And you can say that. You can say that I can assure you that's an attack. And you can say I want to make no, I'm not here to make any, to raise any false hopes, but I can tell you that there is nothing to which we are more devoted than this. And we will make, and we will never make a settlement that will abandon the POWs. You can say that, we will never make a settlement that will abandon, because his would. But we are, that one of the conditions of the settlement is the return of our POWs, a guarantee of their safe return, and the accounting for the missing in action.
I'm wondering whether you shouldn't say that. I'll be glad to say.
I can.
Any indication that it's imminent, then?
Oh, I don't. But I won't. But you just never know what's going to be interpreted out of anything. If I even, flicker my eyelid, you can't tell. I'll be extremely careful.
Well, last time it was a terrific hit.
No, hard years past. You're more suffering than demagoguery. Holes dry. Just go, you can go to the well once too often. I am worried about how they receive. I mean, I don't mean that.
But I'd be delighted to do it, Mr. President. If they indicate some displeasure with me, so what? I mean, that's no risk.
They won't.
I mean, they won't do it, but you can never be sure that there isn't some nut there.
Well, there might be some maintenance in mind.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's the thing. There could be somebody who will squeal out some sort of a, what are you going to do about this or that? And that's the thing that might be television. Paul has to figure that out, of course, but he normally does, but I'm sure he's. They all want to. Well, tomorrow when you're in Paris, start with the main thing is, I mean, we're going to beat these measures. We are going to beat them.
I mean,
the political opposition are going to be beaten. That's why I say, don't worry about the election. We're going to beat them. And then we have to build a new establishment. We must do it. It was an interesting thing that White indicated that they were going to endorse. That 100, they had objections from 125 out of their 110 top editorial people.
Endorse you?
Yeah. See what I mean? No. And so they delayed it a week. 125, 150. This is why the people that you've been doing six or seven times you've gone and done their goddamn editorial board and the rest. Everybody else has.
Got that up, but I've done it.
What I mean over 4 years. Yeah. Sure. You've been decent to them.
Oh, yeah. It's 4 years. Lifetime together, that's it.
I mean, the point is, I'm not saying wrong. We agree that you should, but and it isn't. The point is, have they done it? Can't speak for yourself. Beneath that, it's the bureaucracy, it's the universities in the island, particularly in the East, it's the media. Henry, don't care what the top guy tells you. Down beneath, there is a weakness of character that is unbelievable in this country. Unbelievable. You agree or not?
Well, not in the country, but among the established. The country itself.
Underneath, in the establishment.
Because if you, if the country was
I
healthy,
the country. No.
May
oh,
the
it
would have destroyed you.
Okay. How much support did we get out of the IPD at that time? How many support
did you remember the residents?
How much support did we get from the establishment press? How much from establishment television?
The
none.
The
church, the schools, the colleges, and universities, I mean, the ones that are supposed to be respectable, and, if I may say so, the whole media, we didn't have a whit of support except for an owl little voice, the Chicago Tribune, and Smith Hemstrom, and the Chicago Daily News, I mean, the Washington, New York Daily News. Pretty thin pickings, wasn't it? After May 8th was the acid. And in this bureaucracy, who do we have? We had Agnew, but Agnew is just basically kick him in the nuts kind of a guy. We had Connolly, basically because he's more heartland than he is brains. He's both, he's fortunately a brains with heart. Heartland with heartland. Curious bunch. Curious bunch. He's a brilliant son of a bitch. I think of that position and how much you're and how it's prepared us for all these things. The election, for example.
I think you won the election on May 8th.
May 8th, the election, and we would have lost it in May 8th if we hadn't done it. We sat back, remember Rogers and Laird in there.
You
with
had
the best of intentions, but Bill saying, well, I don't know whether it'll work. We didn't know either. Laird saying, Christ, this is a hell of a risk and so forth. So we didn't do it. Do you remember Helms's, if you had a fit? Do you realize if we hadn't done that, South Vietnam would have collapsed?
You would have gone to Moscow supinely?
China. And David's stuck. If you thought that meeting at the Dacia was tough, you should have seen what it would have been otherwise.
It would have
really
been
scorn.
You would have, everything would have become assault, everything, because they would have had to, they would have known that you were
when you saw them, you know.
And all of the agreed results first.
Thirsty.
Yeah, the trade agreement Wednesday.
Okay. we want you to stop by this on your way to the airport. We'll check.
I'll wait it on the
second field. I should do it.
But with a lot of you said.
Which one do you think should do it?
I can do it.
Well, I'm slightly leaning towards you. But,
you understand now, it may be indicated as a hopeful sign.
Well, I wouldn't